All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 127. Learning today is sponsored by Elliot Gelman, in memory of his father, Zachariah ben Arya Leib, and by Anne Lukowitz, in memory of her father, Yosef ben Simcha, Tehinish Masatur B'Tzurachayim. Okay, so the question is, it's not exactly Hanukkah, but in the theme of candles, I got thinking something with regards to Shabbos candles, and that is, what is the deal with lighting Shabbos candles in a room such as this? This is, you can see our candles right there. That is filled with light already, that for all intents and purposes, your Shabbos candles are not providing any light to that room. Is that appropriate? Is that allowed? Can you make a bracha on that? What is the appropriate procedure? And we'll see it as a machlokas in the post game. We'll try to understand the rationale behind the different opinions here. Okay, so first we'll begin with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Hei Simen Chaf of Or HaChaim, where he asks this question, and again, pretty strongly worded. He's like, nowadays that we have electricity, he's like, we're being honest, and we want to maybe suggest that, oh yeah, that's true that there's electric lights in the room, but when I light my Shabbos candles, I'm adding light to the room. He says, ein bazeh klum. It's not true. You're not adding anything. The room is lit up, and our candles don't really provide a riboy or extra light. Because we have the electric lights going on. And therefore, he asked, we really have to question, is there an obligation and an allowance to make a bracha on hadlakas neros in such a scenario? So he gives two suggestions. First, he says that maybe we can say it's allowed because perhaps the electric lights will go out. Maybe my bulb will burn out. Maybe then I'll lose my power. And then we'll definitely need my Shabbos candles. And he says, okay, that's a far-fetched, unlikely scenario. Chazal would have never created the chi of Shabbos candles with that in mind. But given that initially there was no electricity, so they needed the lights, so now that the times have changed, you're not going to uproot a takana, since it's still possible that the lights will go out, the electric lights will go out, and we'll need our Shabbos candles. Again, that wouldn't be enough to be mechayiv a new takana, but it is enough of a reason, says Rav Moshe, to leave the takana in place. Okay. But then he says, but even this answer only goes so far, because he says, what about Yontif? What about an Erev Shabbos, which is also Yontif, a Yontif leading into Shabbos? So now you're going to tell me that we can make a new fire on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos candles, for this chashash that maybe my electric lights are going to go out. We're going to allow us to light a fire on Yontif, which we only allow if it's really a tzorech, based on this concern that can never justify us lighting Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos, which falls out on Yontif. So for that, he says, we have to take a step back and recognize there are really two elements, two purposes behind lighting Shabbos candles. And one of them, and probably the more famous one, this comes up in a Gemara about Hanukkah, is Shalom Bayis. And that's the perspective that we've been dealing with up until now, that the purpose of Shabbos candles is to provide Shalom Bayis, to provide peace in the house. And Rashi explains that if you're sitting and eating your meal in the dark, or if you're walking around the house in the dark and you're bumping into things, people are going to get frustrated, are going to start fighting. So Chazal made a takana to light up the whole house for a Shabbos. And the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha in Reish Samech Gimel, Sivkat and Beis, and he says, "Vadlakas aner tzarech lios b'chol achadarim." You have to have candles in all of your rooms of your house to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos candles that you're going to walk in, so that you don't have shelo yikashel be'eitzo be'evin, so you don't trip over a stone or a stick or bump into something. So that is really the takana as far as Shalom Bayis is concerned. Again, we have lights in the rest of our house, so we don't need to do that. But then that brings back the question, so why do we even have to do it? The same reason we don't put Shabbos candles in the rest of our home, because we have electric lights. So why do we bother putting it in our dining room if, again, we have electric lights? So basically, Rav Moshe says, as far as Shalom Bayis is concerned, there really is no basis of lighting the candles here, unless you're concerned the lights will go out, but that's kind of weak. So he says, therefore, we have to fall back on the other basis of Shabbos candles, and that is also for Kavod Shabbos, to provide more special ambiance and radiance to the Shabbos meal. So that, he says, applies even if you have lights in the room. A candlelit dinner is nicer. So that, says Rav Moshe, is the basis why we can light Shabbos candles, even if the room already has lights in it, because doing so would, again, elevate the ambiance and the Kavod of the Seuda. According to this, you have to light your Shabbos candles either on your dining room table or very clearly in your dining room connected to your meal. If it's elsewhere, this answer won't suffice. Okay. The Rav is quoted by Rav Schechter and Nefesh HaRav, and this, I believe, is Rav Schechter's practice, as saying, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And given the fact that there's no Shalom Bayis added by lighting the Shabbos candles in a room which has electric lights already on, his practice, this is quoted in Nefesh HaRav on page 156, this is also quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos by Rav Shlomo Zalman, they suggest to first turn off the lights in your dining room, first turn off the lights, and then there's a couple different methods that you could then take. I'll quote the one that the Nefesh HaRav quotes, Rav Schechter quotes, that first turn off your lights, then light your Shabbos candles, so at least at the time of the Havlaka, it is providing light, it is providing benefit, and then you could turn your lights back on. Others say, turn your lights off, then immediately turn them back on, having in mind Shalom Bayis for the Shabbos candles, then you light your Shabbos candles, and then you make the bracha. Either way, there is this approach out there, Rav Schechter, quoting from the Rav, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would suggest that it is actually better to first turn off the lights in your dining room, so that when you light your Shabbos candles, it is providing Shalom Bayis, it is providing light. However, Rav Moshe would argue that in the Klausenberg Rebbe says that the Kavod Shabbos factor is sufficient, and therefore, even if your lights are on, if that's what you have in mind, you're providing Kavod to the meal, then that would be good enough. But that only works if you're lighting your Shabbos candles in by your meal, where the ambiance is relevant. If it's in a different room, then you really probably should have to turn off your lights in advance, based on the opinion of the Rav.